offended. I have a word in my margin here that says upset. Amen. Lord said, I don't want you to be upset. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me again. A little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us, a little while, and ye shall not see me? Again, a little while, ye shall see me, because I go to my Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and yet again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own. And ye shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. They asked the prophet Elijah about the future one time, and he broke down and cried. He told the man he was talking to, Amen. Things are going to be bad. You're going to do bad things. The sad thing about being a prophet is sometimes you have to tell bad news to you. And among those ill omens and bad tidings that come our way, somebody's always leaving. Somebody's always departing. Somebody's always saying goodbye. Amen. And some we'll never see again. Amen. Just like they were. Paul had that experience. He told the church that he had fostered and fathered and cared for, Ye shall see my face no more. They followed him all the way to the ship, weeping, crying. The prophet had spoke truly. Ye shall see my face no more. Amen. Jesus said, I told you these things, all these negative things I told you, so you wouldn't be upset, so you wouldn't be offended, so you wouldn't. He used to have a term back in the hills. You wouldn't be knocked for a row of stumps. Amen. Just bowled over with the bad things that's about to happen. They're going to throw you out of the synagogues, he said. Not only are they going to throw you out of the synagogues, they're going to think they're doing God a service. That's not very happy news, is it? Amen. I'm leaving, he said, and if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. They wasn't interested in another comforter right then. They wanted him. They wanted him to stay. But he could not stay. Time rushes on. Lord, how it rushes on. Where has time gone? Amen. God, what have I done with it? With all the time God's given me, I ought to be 1,000 miles further in God than what I am. Where has all my time gone? Amen. Time's also leaving. Amen. My God, if we don't hold on to God, we'll never go to a better place where there's no sad farewells. We'll never go where Jesus went to be with his heavenly Father. And he said, where I am, there you'll be, you may be also. But one in that group that he was preaching to wouldn't make it. One of them. One out of 12. Right among the greatest, most powerful men that ever wore shoe leather. Wouldn't make it. His untimely death, his dastardly betrayal of the Son of God. Amen. My God. It was too much for them to fathom at that time. They just couldn't grasp it. Jesus' death, Jesus' crucifixion, It was just too much for them to handle at that time. They just couldn't grasp that either. Amen. And he said, you're all going to be offended and you're gonna forsake me. And Peter said, I won't. Yes, you will. No, not me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I'll die for you. He said, this very night, Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. Amen. Peter didn't know what he meant when he said, when thou art converted, strengthen the brother. Peter wasn't planning on backsliding. He wasn't planning on losing out with God. No, not Peter. Not Peter, self-sufficient, belligerent, sometimes presumptuous. Peter, no, not me. I'll never. I'll die for you, Lord. Amen. He had that sword by his side that night. He intended to make war on the enemies of Christ. Amen. He did cut the high priest's servant's ear off. Amen. The ear had no sooner fell to the ground than Jesus picked it up and put it back on in a stroke of divine miraculous. Healed the servant of the high priest's ear. If he ever brought Peter into court for cutting the high priest's servant's ear off, they'd be hard put to find evidence. Judge said, where is the victim? Well, he's right here, Judge. Sir, you're the one that this man's supposed to have cut your ear off? Yes, sir. Which ear was it? This one, Judge. No. Maybe it was this one. No. Amen. The judge said, case dismissed. If it had ever been a case, praise God. Jesus destroyed the evidence. Hallelujah. That's what he did for you and me. He destroyed the evidence. He not only took away our sin and healed the scar, praise God, of our sin and restored our life and our days and our position with God and gave us place and position in the kingdom. Amen. He destroyed the evidence. When we didn't have any righteousness, he imputed unto us his righteousness. L.D. Moore said, God don't deal in computers. He has imputers. Amen. He imputes righteousness. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I wish I could give you better news. I wish I could tell you that you'll never have any more sickness. I wish I could tell you that your whole life through you'll have divine health. I wish I could tell you there'll never be any more sad goodbyes. Amen. But I can't tell you that. I'd be a false prophet. Amen. I'm not going to tell you that there'll never be any more sad farewells. Amen. Praise God. But there'll be another meeting if we'll hold on to God. When that chaplain of the United States Senate, Peter Marshall, that immigrant boy that came to the United States and studied and became a great preacher in Alabama and then was called to the nation's capital to pastor a church and finally to be chaplain of the Senate. Running, speaking engagements after speaking engagements. Amen. A church involved heavily in the activities concerning the war. Amen. His great heart failed after a time of rest at a cottage he bought out on the eastern shores. Amen. He came back to his pulpit to preach again. Amen. But he fell again. Amen. And they called the life squad. They put him on a stretcher to take him to the hospital the second time. Amen. He looked up at his wife, Catherine, and he said, I'll see you in the morning. darling. Amen. That morning has yet to come, but it will come if we'll be faithful to God. There's a better morning coming for the saints of God if we'll live for God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. In a land where there's no heart attack, in a place where strokes do not paralyze, in a place where strange diseases do not strike, thank God there'll be a better morning. And what an arrival, what a reception we're going to have on the other side if we'll hold to God's unchanging hand. Praise God. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, and He takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Hallelujah. Praise God. What have we got to go on today? What have we got to encourage us? He said, I'll send you another comforter. Amen. And even though I'm going away, He'll abide with you forever. He went with Paul and Silas to the jailhouse and helped them to have a prayer meeting and a song service at midnight with their hands and their feet locked in stocks in a miserable position. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost would be the comforter of the saints in Jerusalem as they endured even martyrdom, praise God, and saw their first deacon who was so successful in his ministry and witness for Christ that they stoned him to death. Praise God. But the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied. Amen. Sometimes it speaks of addition. They were added to the church daily. Such as should be saved. Amen. And then it says the number of the disciples was multiplied. Hallelujah. The smallest number you can multiply is 120 times 120. And they had more than that. Hallelujah. The number of the disciples multiplied. Folks wanted to get what they had. What was it that made them so glad? Praise God. Even in the midst of persecution, that they rejoiced. I think that Stephen's testimony in his dying hour left a dying impression upon the future Apostle Paul, known then as Saul of Tarsus, the young man that was holding the coats of the men that stoned him to death and said, kill him, kill him, get rid of him. Amen. He didn't realize, praise God, that someday he'd be one of them. Hallelujah. That's what L.C. Coates told us behind this pulpit several different times. He told his life story, how that old sergeant from Virginia, Bluefield, Virginia, amen, gave him a prophecy. Amen. He said, you're not one of us, but you will be one of us. And you'll preach this gospel. He hated that. He despised that. He stuck it down in his pocket, way down deep, and forgot about it until the ship was rocking on the sea and it looked like it was going to go down in spite of all they could do. And said, wait a minute, Lord. He dug way down his pocket and got that prophecy out. He said, Lord, it says I'm not one of them, but I will be, and I'll preach this gospel. And that hasn't happened yet, Lord. You can't kill me yet. Amen. When the bombs were falling in Korea and the mortars were falling, praise God, and he needed help from God, and he jumped out of his Jeep, a chaplain, and run for the nearest foxhole and dove in it. He fell right on top of somebody. And when he got up, straightened himself up, and looked him right in the eyes, that same old sergeant that had followed him all the way through, and said, you got the Holy Ghost yet? He said, no, but I'd like to have it. Amen. Got him in such a place, praise God, that he'd like to have it. Oh, hallelujah. God's able. All the future's not bad. Some of it's glorious. All of it's not persecution. Some of it's blessing. All of it's not sickness and affliction and death. Amen. And tribulation. Some of it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Some of it's revival. If we'll hold on long enough, we might see several revivals. Can you say amen? Some of you, your hearts have been clouded with sorrow. The events of the last year. Amen. People you thought would never lose out. Amen. People that you loved would never become discouraged and fall by the wayside. But hold on to God. If you hold on to God long enough, you may be there when the prodigal comes home. And God runs to meet him and kills the fatted calf, and the glory rolls, and the music, praise God, strings out through the night, and the darkness is pushed back, and the sun shines again. I'll see you in the morning. Hallelujah. The sad partings will soon come to an end. The separations will soon come to an end. Amen. Yes. The negatives will soon turn into positives. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? How many of you ever took a picture? Amen. Without a good negative. Amen. Without a good negative, you don't never get a good positive. Amen. Oh, you say, I got one of them cameras that spits it out right then, just sticks its tongue out at you. Yeah, but that thing it spits out at you is a negative. Before it gets developed. Amen. You got to have a good negative before you can have a good positive. Amen. What do you say? Amen. Let's brace up underneath the test, the trials, the tribulation, whatever comes our way, whatever reverses, praise God, comes our way. My God. Amen. There's a positive that's going to come out of all this negative. Full color and full glory and full blown. Hallelujah. Let's find a place and let's pray tonight. Praise God.